Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. 80 hostages held by Islamist gunmen were freed from a luxury hotel in Mali's capital Friday after militants who shouted Islamic phrases overtook the building. Officials say three of the 170 hostages were killed. Security sources say Malian special forces are moving floor by floor at the Radisson Blue in Bamako in hopes of rescuing the remaining hostages. U.S. special forces are reportedly helping in the rescue efforts. Reports said the gunmen released hostages who were able to recite the Quran. Katerina Hoya is reporting on the scene for VOA.
Well, I'm outside a hotel standing by a military blockade. They obviously closed off all the roads leading up to the hotel.
That is reporter Katerina Hoye in Bamako. The European Union tightened control of its perimeter borders Friday in the aftermath of last week's deadly Paris attacks. The measures include new checks on the passage of Europeans returning to the formerly passport-free zone. European Justice and Interior Ministers met in an emergency session in Brussels, looking for ways to control the external border of the 22 EU nations, plus non-EU Norway, Switzerland, Iceland, and Liechtenstein. Now the EU said the travelers will not only have their passports examined as they enter the bloc, but personal information will be compared with databases and an airline passenger name registry. Europe's passport-free zone has come under sharp scrutiny following the recent Paris attacks. This is VOA News.